been, what, about a month or 6 weeks since we talked about some of the crazy changes in the state of Indiana? Well, it's about all anyone's talking about again now that Governor Mike Pence signed the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law. It makes it possible for businesses to refuse service based on a person's, quote, exercise of religion. People who support it say it protects religious freedom from religion, but those who don't say it legalizes discrimination, especially against LGBTQ individuals. ABC's George Stephanopoulos asked Pence about it on This Week this past Sunday morning.
Sir, I'm just bringing up a message from one of your supporters. That was one of your supporters who was talking about the bill right there. It said it would protect a Christian florist who against any kind of punishment. Is that true or not?
George, look, the issue here is, you know, is tolerance a two-way street or not? I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk about tolerance in this country today having to do with people on the left. But here Indiana steps forward to protect the constitutional rights and privileges of freedom of religion for people of faith and families of faith in our state. And this avalanche of intolerance that's been poured on our state is just outrageous.
So Stephanopoulos tried maybe 6-7 times to get a straight answer to that question in an interview that went almost 12 minutes. He never really got it. Since that time Sunday morning, several cities and states have called for travel bans to Indiana. The NCAA Final Four starts in Indianapolis coming up. What do we think is going to end up happening?
Well, I think something's definitely going to happen this week because yesterday Pence asked the legislature to send him, I guess, an addendum to the law.